This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. Today we're going to be talking about a program that's been around the Valley for several years now, and it's been around nationally for a number of years before that. The program is Girls on the Run. It does involve running, but it involves a lot more, as we're going to hear today from Shannon Butters, the executive director of Girls on the Run Susquehanna Valley, and we'll be hearing from program coordinator Jill Gerio. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Let me start with a definition of Girls on the Run for folks not familiar with it.
Girls on the Run is a physical activity positive youth development group. Our mission is to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident, and we do that through an experience-based curriculum that creatively integrates running.
Okay. A little history, if you would, of the program. Locally, it's been around now a number of years, but nationally, it predates that by quite a bit.
Yes, the program was started in 1996 by an Ironman athlete named Molly Barker. She started it in Charlotte, North Carolina with 13 girls. And since then, we've served over a million girls nationwide. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Council began in 2010. And since 2010, we've served, I would say, probably over 4,000 girls.
So this is 8 years running here.
Yes, 8 years. And our story is similar to Molly Barker's. We started with one site in Salins Grove. The eight brave little girls took this program on. And we are now at a place where we're serving over 400 girls a season. At probably 30 plus sites in six different counties.
So you cover pretty much what's our listening area.
Lycoming, Columbia, Montour, Snyder, Union, and Northumberland counties. We also have sites in Mifflin and Juniata counties.
Are you adding or trying to add new sites, or have you kind of you where you are now, or what's the story there?
Yeah, I'll let Jill speak to that, but we're always looking to add new sites. Our goal is to serve, obviously, as many girls as we can. So we try and saturate every school district in the counties that we serve. But Jill's a little more, she's a little bit more experienced up close and personal with those schools.
Yes, we are always looking to add new sites to our existing counties, and we can expand out of the existing counties. But right now, we are currently looking to grow Columbia County. Columbia County we do have some new locations in there, but we would like to grow. Lycoming County, we did grow. We're pretty saturated there, but we would still like to expand into the middle schools. That's where we are looking for growth. So like sixth through eighth graders, and that would be our heart and soul program. But yes, we are always looking for new sites and expanding.
Okay. Do you cover any of the private schools locally?
We do. We are in some of the private schools. Well, Meadowbrook Christian School is one of them. But even if we are not in a private school, you still can participate. If Girls on the Run is not at your location, the school you go to, and there's a neighboring school that Girls on the Run is participating in, we will allow girls. But yeah, we do. We're always looking. As long as you have girls in third through eighth grade at your school, we would be willing and love to get you in there.
Okay. Let me ask you, and then back to Shannon. What stands out about this program of you know, any other organization my daughter could join?
It's the empowerment for our youth. You know, it starts at a very young age. We like to build confidence, and we build confidence through our curriculum. We teach them ways to empower themselves, ways to build their confidence, ways to avoid bullying. And then what we learn at Girls on the Run, you go home and you teach it to your family members and your peers. Another important aspect of Girls on the Run is the running part. And you don't have to be a runner. You don't have to have any running experience. I always think of it as like a couch to 5K, because you can walk in there with no running experience, and we teach you the goals and the training and the running steps to get to the 5K. And the fun part about it is it's an individual goal. It's no team goal. It's just a personal goal.
Okay. And your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I share a lot of the same feelings about it as Jill does. It's really equipping the girls with the tools that they need to be more confident, to experience the world differently. So our young girls are faced with such trying times now. We want to just give them the best shot that we can to do that successfully and to show them that no goal is out of reach. And like Jill said, it's really important, all of the lessons that are wrapped up in the curriculum and delivered to these girls, they give them the tools. We're delivering those tools to them. So we're helping them to see that being part of a community is so important. And communities exist in really different ways, be it your school, your home, the town that you live in. And being connected to those communities gives you strength in numbers. And so giving them the tools, like I said, and the skills to really confidently navigate through that. And they're, it just provides a really different environment for the girls to successfully live in.
When I ever joined something, I always wanted to know, what was I getting into? I wanted to, you know, think kind of picture ahead of time what was going on. So for somebody who says, what's going to happen? I show up for this, you know, just walk me through a typical week.
Sure. So the program is an after-school program. Most of our sites are traditional school sites. So the girls will dismiss from school. They'll convene in some predetermined location in the school. We provide a healthy snack to all of the girls prior to practice. So they get their healthy snack. They say hello to their friends. The coach greets them and introduces herself. And then they begin the lesson or the curriculum. And the lesson always starts with a recap of the prior day or the prior lesson, just a reminder about what they talked about. And typically at the end of each lesson, there's a little homework assignment, like take what you've learned today and figure out how to apply it at home or in school. So there'll just be a little recap of, did you do your homework? What did you learn? Did you make a new friend? Did you resolve conflict with your brother or sister differently? And then we go into the next lesson. They'll typically then do an activity that reinforces that lesson. So some kind of game or busy activity that's going to help to reinforce what they learned during the lesson. They'll stretch, they'll do warm-ups, and then we typically will do the running portion of it. But again, you don't have to be a runner to do this. It's just about moving your body, whether you're skipping, you're hopping, you're walking. As long as you're busy and active, you're going to be constantly reinforcing the lessons that we're teaching you. And they're also cumulative. So they will build on each other as the season goes. And by the end of the season, it's really kind of taking all of those pieces and packing them together. And having set a goal at the beginning of the season to complete the 5K, we then get to the end of the 10-week season. And all of the girls are going to compete in and complete the 5K.
And the curriculum is from the national organization?
It is, yeah. We have three different versions of our curriculum, and we just rotate them through season after season. And that's something that's given to us by Girls on the Run International.
Okay. Jill, give me some idea of some of the feedback you've heard from girls who have been through this.
The girls, it's always positive feedback. They like the unity of being with their peers from school, and it's usually a different group. It's funny how you see them grow in their friendships. They ended up hanging out like third graders, get paired with fourth or fifth graders. They get to know girls that they traditionally want meet in their classroom. Another thing, they like the feeling of accomplishing their goals. They set a lap goal one day for 10, and they hit that, they feel that very, the positive feeling of completing a goal at such a young age.
And any other thoughts from you on that, you know, feedback you've heard?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with Jill. I think that it's just such a huge confidence builder for these girls, and they just, they get these tools and they're able to implement them in their daily lives. And I think that it's just giving them so much more confidence to navigate through difficult relationships in school, or giving them more confidence to approach situations at home or in the community. And that's the feedback that we get from not only the girls, but also from their parents, is that these girls are taking these skills and they're implementing them at home. And that's the best feedback that we can get.
So let's talk about the upcoming season, dates and times, and when registration can be conducted.
Registration is open online. The actual fall season begins the week of September 24th. And our 5K is scheduled for Sunday, December 2nd, and that will be held at the Miller Center in Lewisburg this year.
So anytime they can go online at this point to register.
Yes, and it will be open through September 30th.
What keeps this running, obviously, is a lot of people who are giving of their time. So if you want to put in both of you or one of you put in a plug for volunteers, who can do it and you know, what would be involved?
Well, we have, it takes over 100 volunteer coaches every season to effectively implement this program. And we understand the time commitment that is involved with that, but we couldn't run this program without them. And so we are always looking for new volunteer coaches to help us implement these programs at different school sites. So our coach recruitment is in full swing right now. We are working diligently to make sure that all of our sites have coaches and are staffed appropriately for the size of the teams. So I'll just say, if there's anybody in the listening area that's looking to give back to the community and help empower young girls, please check out our website and get yourself registered, and we will find you a home.
And you are on Facebook. I believe that's actually where I saw the call for volunteers recently.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are active on Facebook. You can check out our page, Girls on the Run of Greater Susquehanna Valley. We always have lots of fun and exciting information on there about upcoming programs, seasons, our 5K, how to get involved, how to volunteer.
How's the awareness of this? Are you finding more and more people know what's going on? Because I see, you know, I see a lot out there. I see flyers, and a lot of people I know have been involved.
Yeah, the awareness is definitely, we're getting bigger, we're getting stronger as a community of just getting the word out. I definitely think Facebook has helped a lot. So please like us and share our page, because it's a great networking way. We're still trying to steward lots of relationships in new counties, anywhere in Greater Susquehanna Valley. We want to get there. We're bigger and better than ever, and we just want to keep growing.
You've been listening to the WPGM Community Forum about Girls on the Run with Shannon Butters, the executive director of the local chapter and the program coordinator for that organization, Jill Gerio. We want to thank our guests for joining us today on the program, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.